KSRN News. I'm John Scott. It's been a close GOP House primary in Virginia.
It's a cliffhanger primary in Virginia's 5th congressional district, where about 300 votes separate two candidates, Republican State Senator John McGuire and incumbent Congressman Bob Good. McGuire declared victory, but it was still too close to call. Vote counting resumes Thursday after the Juneteenth holiday. Good is the chair of the conservative House Freedom Caucus that helped oust House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, but Donald Trump endorsed McGuire, calling Good a backstabber after he initially supported Ron DeSantis in the presidential race. I'm Jennifer King.
11-term Oklahoma U.S. Representative Tom Cole has won a GOP primary outright against four challengers and will advance to November's general election. Cole faced a well-funded political newcomer in businessman Paul Bondore, who loaned more than $5 million of his own money to the campaign. Cole had an endorsement from former President Trump. Also at SRNnews.com, on the international front, Russian President Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signing a new partnership that includes a vow of mutual aid if either country faces aggression. Details were not immediately clear, but the deal could mark their strongest connection since the end of the Cold War. In consumer news, there's some good news about gasoline prices. Correspondent Rita Foley has more.
The price of gas has dropped about 14 cents in a month. The national average for a gallon of gas today is about $3.45 a gallon. A month ago, it was $3.59, says the AAA. Of course, that's an average. The highest prices tend to be in the West. It's $4.82 a gallon on average in California. The lowest prices are in the Midwest and the South. It's $2.94 in Arkansas. I'm Rita Foley.
This is SRN News. The state of Massachusetts declares war on pro-life pregnancy centers.
$1 million of taxpayer money is going into a campaign to convince women not to visit the clinics. The Massachusetts Department of Public Health says pro-life pregnancy centers use deceptive practices because they do not provide abortions. A series of ads bearing that message will soon appear on social media, radio, TV, and on billboards in Massachusetts. The ads were written by a private pro-abortion group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal court has dismissed the appeal of a lawsuit challenging a man's acceptance into a sorority at the University of Wyoming. The court ruled that the case was not appealable. Six members of the Kappa Kappa Gamma sorority chapter in Laramie, Wyoming, they had sued to challenge Artemis Langford's admittance into that organization. This is SRN News. A ship attacked by Yemen's Houthis in a fatal assault sank in the Red Sea.
A bulk carrier sank days after an attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels, believed to have killed one mariner on board, say authorities. The second ship sunk in the rebels' campaign. The sinking of the Tuta in the Red Sea marks what appears to be a new escalation by the Iranian-backed Houthis in their campaign targeting shipping through the vital maritime corridor. In a warning to sailors in the region, the British military's Maritime Trade Operations Center says the Liberian-flagged Greek-owned and operated Tuta sank in the Red Sea. Military authorities report maritime debris and oil sighted in the last reported location. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Japan's Emperor Naruhito will visit Britain after the trip was delayed for several years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The royal will visit Oxford, where he studied about 40 years ago. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.